אשרינו, מה טועם תוקב, אינו שסחינו.
יש לך לדבר הרבה.
אינו.
Gotta be a baby. Ah, I'll show you no matter.
Shmini. I'm going to try to keep it short tonight. Shkoyach everyone for coming. To our guest. Maggie Mogilner. So, it's so good to sing that again. Disgusting, Rosh Hashanah. Chavra, Baruch Hashem, Purim's coming. It's true, no? It's true, it's coming.
Eventually
we'll get there.
Well, it's almost
Kippur. Almost in Kippur. It's almost, whatever you want, it's almost that, you get married next week?
Jesus.
Alright, Chavra, now what are we going to say? So we're holding by, we said 15 days, 16 days to Chanukah. Wild. So, Parsha Vayitze. Let's go back there for a second. So this is Parsha Vayishlach. Shem Kol Yisrael, Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, Seata Deshmaya. Shem give us the words to more each other, keep climbing. Like we said the other day, that some people, you know, you hear a lot of people this time of the year now saying, oh, I'm ready to buckle down. I'm ready to really start pushing a little bit. You know, so it's that avira, it's that air in the world now that we're starting to push. But we have to start to push each other also, make sure that we're all growing together. You know? So if we go back for a second, Perichav Tes Pasachas. When last week's parsha, when Yaakov comes to the air. Right? We know that's where he meets Rivka, where he meets Rachel. So it's like this, when he meets the shepherds, right, the chevra over there, this is what he says. So he says to them, you know, there's a lot of time in the day left, what are you guys not working for? So I don't know what they answer. Then it's the following, it says, Vayomru, lo nuchal ad asher ye'asvu ko adarim. It says, we're not able to, until all the other shepherds gather, v'galu es evan, and they take away that evan, me'al pi ha'be'er v'shkinu atzon, because we need everyone together to do it, and then we can remove the evan. But we ourselves, lo nuchal, we're not able to. So look, Rashi says there, lo nuchal hashkos l'fisha evan gedola. So they weren't able to do it because the evan was very big. So the sisek chamim on Rashi says like this. This is what I mean. The ef shal gedola compares Rashi to el, like Rashi said earlier, mirov kaveda, because it's very, very heavy. So what does it mean for us? That they say, the Evan Gedol on it, you can't move it, lo nuchal. So the Nakuda is that Svarim bring down, the Evan Gedola, that's al pi haba'er, is talking about the Yitzhar. You ever hear this concept called Leva Evan? They have a stone heart, it's very hard, it's very heavy. So that thing on top of that ba'er, all the wellsprings of Yiddishkeit, Torah, Voda, Shabbos Kodesh, that's called the Yitzhar. So what happens when you have a Yitzhar around? The Yitzhar wants you to say, lo nuchal. We can't. I can't do it. You know, we wake up for morning Seder. I can't. That's the Nakuda of the Yitzhar. Everything about the Yitzhar is what? Lo, I can't. I want to become from. I want to look like a Jew. I want to be on fire for Avodas Hashem. And what happens? Yitzhar comes and says, no, can't. And then what happens? What do we start saying? I can't. I'm not able to. I want to learn this Gemara. I want to do Chazar and Eden. I can't. I want to start pushing more. I can't. You realize that's a common thing you start hearing a lot by people. I can't, I can't, I can't. I can't succeed. Thinking that you can't be successful. Now let's come to our parsha for a second. So what's one of the highlights of this week's parsha? Right, you know, Yaakov fights the angel of Esav, the Sarosh of Esav. So if you look, the Lashonos there are mamish awesome. Listen to what he says. So no, it says the Yavik, right? So Yaakov is alone. Where is the pasuk here? It says Vayivasu Yaakov levado, Vayavik ishimo adalas shachar. No, he was alone, and then all of a sudden the Sarsha Esav came. Vayar, listen to what it says. Unbelievable. Vayar, and we'll play with Ebenezer. Vayar ki lo yacholo. Who says that? Hamalach. The Malach. And you know who the Malach of Esav is? Oh, the Satan. The Satan is the Yitzhar, like the Zohar says. So Malach Esav is the Yitzhar. Right? So it says, what does the Yetzer Hara say? They are ki lo yachol lo. Lo yachol. I can't. Ve'igab kaf yirecho v'teka kaf yirech yako ve'aveko imo. So that's the sheet of the Yetzer Hara. Well, everything lo yachol, I'm not able to. So listen to what he says after this. When Yaakov overcomes him, what's the bracha he gives him? He changes his name. Right? You know what he changes his name to? V'yomer la mashmecha v'yomer Yaakov. V'yomer lo Yaakov v'yomer ochemecha, shimcha. Says your name's not going to be Yaakov anymore. Ki im Yisrael. Your name's going to be Yisrael. Ki sarisa im Elokim im anashim v'atucha. And you're able to. And you overcame them. So what's the nekud of Yaakov, you know? Everything we've had until now is no. Eino Yaakov. We're not able to. We're not able. It's too hard. What's the nekuda of Yaakov Vinu? Vatucha. I can. I can't succeed in what I'm trying to do. I can't grow as a yid. I could become something. Our nekuda, the inyan of being a Yisrael, means that what? Vatucha. Is that I have to look positively, that I could become what I want to become. I could succeed. That's the metzias of an ish Yisrael. Means that what? What does it mean? It means being lamal min hatevel. That whatever I think that I can't do, I can't start wearing yamen. I can't go back to where from Australia, from 5 times Tina, from LA, and I can't be a kosher yid there. I'm gonna have to go back, and everyone remembers me from what I was before. You know what that is? That's I can't. Lo yachol. I'm not able to. But the nekud of what it means to be yid, to be growing in yeshiva, is what? You have to have that mindset of what yachol. I could. Whatever I want to do, I could. I could become something big. I don't just have to be a plain person. I could become something really big. The whole nekuda is what? It's that outlook of Yachol, that I'm able to. That anything is possible. So, we know we're coming to Chanukah now. Yeah? So first of all, well, everyone here has watched basketball at some point in their life. Anyone here a basketball fan? So, anyone a Celtics fan? So, that's been cool. Like we always say from Nachman, you could learn everything from the guy in Moscow. You could learn Mamish everything from them. That about 10 years ago, I confirmed it with a Boston kid today. 10 years ago, the Boston Celtics won a championship. Yeah? So anyone remember who made themselves look like an idiot after the game? Oh, Kevin Garnett. Oh, what was he screaming to Michelle Tafoya? Did anyone want to act it out for me? Isaac? Right, we remember him screaming, anything's possible, no? No, everything. Like, come on, get up, show us. Avi? Anything's possible! There you go. What did he keep screaming? Anything's possible! Anything's possible! You know what I mean? You should put a black ad on him, grow a beard, and put payas on him. He's mamish already. Yeah? Can you imagine that he showed up right now? Like, who's talking, you know? But the nekuda is, in case you weren't sure, we're talking about Kevin. Okay? Alright, sure. Hey, follow basketball in Australia?
No, I've been
the next one. Okay. So his whole thing was that after they won the championship, which he was tried to win for 20 years, but couldn't win it. And finally, his first year comes to the new team. But he kept screaming, what? Anything is possible. So now, if he could scream that, a guy, and if anyone knows anything about him, the things he says on a basketball court, and the things he does on a basketball court, he might be the most disgusting person in the whole world. No? MS or not? Ever MS or not? And what he's screaming, anything's possible. So now, go back 10 years in time and take that to right now. That what? So too for us, anything's possible. You have to know that anything I want to become, I could become. So listen to this, Chavra. This is unbelievable Agadah. Wait, who's the enemy of Chanukah?
Yavam.
The Yavam, Greeks. So I'll tell you something funny that we did. In our shir, like 4 years ago, in Rosh Tzvi shir, right, when we started the shir, we made a very big chumrah during Kislev for the rest of the year. And what was the chumrah? Is that Greek yogurt was not allowed in our Beis Medrash. It was the Mamash Chumrah we started, and every year they still do that. For Kislev?
In my year.
Yeah, in my year. No Greek yogurt.
It's
nuts. Alright? So listen to what he says, but listen to this. Unbelievable words. So it says, like we're going to start saying in Ma'osur, we say, Ufartu Chomos Migdalai. Part two. That they broke through the Chomos. What does a Choma mean? Choma is like an iron wall. So I'll just say it to you outside. He says, what they tried to do is the following. It says that when we have a low sase, when Hashem tells us you can't do something, so what does that mean? That I could do it if I want, but Hashem says not to. Right? Or he says that's not what it is. What a low sase means is that it's impossible for us to do it. That it goes against everything we're about. It's not even a thing that applies to us. Right? Something that doesn't exist to us. Right? For someone to go sleep with someone else's wife, that doesn't exist to us. It doesn't exist. Says, you know what Yavan tried to do? Part two, Chomos Migdalai. They tried to get to reveal what's impossible to break into Klal Yisrael. They tried to reveal that, no, we can get it. We can try to get to the most impossible places and destroy that Nekuda in Klal Yisrael. It says they went over, everyone here's the Pintel Yid. Pintel Yid is that place inside of a Jew that no matter what it is, a Jew's always going to come back. Right? It's that point inside of you. Right? So Svarim bring down, Shmelko of Nicholsburg brings down. He says that Hanukkah was the most dangerous time of all time. It says the Yevanim didn't go for bronze, they didn't go for silver, they didn't go for gold, they went for mamsh everything. They went for the deepest part inside of a Jew, trying to matame that part. So what was the whole shita? They said, what is impossible, we're going to make possible. We're going to try to do what's mamish unthinkable in Klal Yisrael. And they went for it. So chevra, we know that what happened in that time. V'anakuda azu nasan hakoach b'chashu naim sheh b'cholosan l'amur b'yisayim. V'lamin atma kichoma neged eivonim. The nakuda that came out of Hanukkah is that what? Is that, hey, we know Yavin didn't win. They didn't beat us. So what do we come out of Hanukkah with? So listen to this, Ever. Listen to this very carefully. We'll learn 10 lines of Chiddush Rim, and then we'll make it Mamash Kishmak. It says, "Bamar nevua al dal machias b'Daniel, hamar ha-nevua al machias Yavon hu al nemer." So in that Daniel had nevua, and he saw different the dal machias you go through, right? Bavel, Prasamadai, Yavon, and Edo, right? So he saw that the animal that corresponded to Yavon was a nemer. You know what a nemer is? What's the beginning of Shulchan Aruch? Right, exactly. What is that? Iskabakari. What's the next one? Ratkatzvi, right? No? Azkanemer. A nemer is a leopard. Right? So listen to what it says. So Yavon's compared to leopard. Visa the Sfarim, Shekavana Bazesh, Nemer Mirami is La Azus. That a nemer represents Azus. You know what Azus means? Azus means brazenness. You know what brazenness? Everyone knows what brazenness? Yeah, boldness, exactly. Boldness. Yeah, kind of. Yeah, exactly. Brazenness, boldness. Kidisa bisvar. Kidisa ba'avos. Like it says in Pirkei Avos, have the oz kanemer. You have to be bold as a leopard. V'yavon midasva ya'azos v'geyos. Hefach ha'mechnas Hashem Yisparach. So what Yavon represented was what was gaiva and boldness. That's what they say. That what's impossible, you think it's impossible to do to a Jew, we're going to get to that place. And we're going to try to metame even the most pure part of a Jew. V'omer esfas emes. Shekishagavru chashmonayim al yavonim. Not mehem midas azos. Azos kedusha. He says, when we beat the Yevanim, you know what we did? We took away their very own koach. Ki inyan nitzachon al oyev biuros. So let me ask you a question, right? Let's say you go to war versus an enemy. How do you know, what's like? What does it make a complete war? Not just that you beat them, but what else?
They give up.
Cool, good. But what do you come out of the war with? Conquer them. What does it mean to conquer them? That you take what's theirs. It's called like the booty of war, right? Yeah? Spoils. So it says when we beat Yavon, it wasn't just that we beat them in a chasing way, it's that we took what belonged to them. We took their biggest midah. What was that? That's Azus. V'az nikra nitzachon be'emes. U'kshegavro chashmonayim ha'yavonim v'nitzvim. When we beat the Yavonim, az natlu midas ha'yavonim, ha'azus. V'chnisu osu l'kedusha. We brought that Azus into Kedusha. So chevra, what did we just say? It says we went into Yavon and took their most precious thing. So what did we say before? What was Yavon's whole goal? What did they try to do? Make the impossible possible. So what does that mean? That we beat them on Hanukkah. So what does it mean for us? That we now took that midah. That what? That what we might think is impossible for us. We might think is something that's not shaykh to me. That I can't accomplish. You know what Hanukkah reveals inside of you? Batuchal. You could. That's a whole nekuda, chevra. How many of us look at ourselves as, you know, I can't be this. I can't be that. I'll just be stam. I'll be an average person. That's good. But what Hanukkah reveals in us, what these parshas reveal in us, is that what? No. Stop looking at it that way. And realize that what? I could. Whatever I think that I can't, I mamish could. Because that's exactly what Yavon. Yavon wasn't afraid to do it. How much more so for us? We can't be afraid to be ourselves. Can't be afraid to try to accomplish what we think is outside of us. We always have to have that hashkafa of what? Of atuchal. That I'm mamin in myself, that I could succeed. Guys, let me ask a question. Where do we get the name Yisrael from? Who gives us the name Yisrael?
Satan.
Who?
Satan.
Satan. Is that a crazy thing? Who did Yaakov beat in the war?
Satan.
As a?
Malach.
A malach. However, can a person beat a malach? No. It's impossible. Oh. It's not impossible. Yaakov did it. And that's where we get the name Yisrael from. Where we're all called Ish Yisrael. Means that what? That the Nekuda is in Chassidus, everything goes back to the Shoresh. Everything goes back to the beginning. So what's the Shoresh of the name Yisrael? What's the root of the name Yisrael? Is that what? That you could beat a Malach. You could even beat the Satan. However, this is our whole essence. Is that nothing's in our way. Whatever you want to become, you could become. Nothing can stop you. Nothing can get in your way. If you want it, and you have a strong enough Ratzon, you'll get it for sure. You have to be mom to yourself. You have to be mom that this is you. So I'll tell you something very cool. It says we have two names. We have a name Yaakov and a name Yisrael. So the Tzvi Tzadik says like this. The beginning of Parsha Shmo says, Ve'ele Shmos b'nei Yisrael haba mitzrema beis Yaakov. Right? Yeah? So he says like this. The name Yisrael represents Gula. Okay? It represents being in a high state of mind. For example, Yisrael, the Rav says, Yisrael is the osios li rosh. That what? It's a rosh. Right? It's the head. He says Yaakov represents galus. Why? Because Yaakov is yud ekev. Ekev is the lowest part of the body. It represents galus. So he says, Ve'ilish mos b'nei Yisrael haba mitzrayim. These names are Klal Yisrael that was coming to Mitzrayim. And once we're in Mitzrayim, what's the Pasuk say? Beis Yaakov. Ace Yaakov. Right? Ace Yaakov. I'm too involved in Beis Yaakov. Girl Center, you know? Right? Ace Yaakov. So again, Yisrael represents the highest form, and Yaakov represents the lowest form. So what's our goal? Our goal is to go from Yaakov to become Yisrael. Okay? Right? To live in a Gula Dikoy. So, right? Who has a calculator on that?
I got one.
Okay, ready? The Nikud is that we have to get from Yaakov to being Yisrael. Okay? So let's see, Avi, I want you to add this up. So Yaakov is Gematria 182. Okay? Yeah, Yaakov is 182, and Yisrael is 541. So how do you get from 182 to 541? I mean, what's the difference between them? Close. Very, 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 very close.
359.
Okay? So the difference you get from Yaakov to Yisrael is 359. So you want to do something awesome? You know what 359 is Gematria? Can we guess 5 seconds?
Base and make the.
I much love all these words. They're giving me such an answer. Keep it coming.
Something along these lines.
Very good.
Dusha.
Oh, very good. So 359 is going to be your Sata. Right? Right? So 359, that the difference between Yaakov, yeah, the difference between Yaakov and Yisrael is going to be 359 is going to be your Sata. Why? Because the Satan tries to stand in the way of that and says, no, no, no. You're just a Yaakov. You're not shy to being a Rosh. You're just shy to being a low person, do your own thing, and don't give up. Don't think you become something big. The Satan wants to make sure that you don't become big. Why? Because he knows you could become big. And he's afraid of that. And he's always telling people, oh, no, you're nothing, you're a loser, you can't become anything. Kudis Chevra, we have to live as ourselves. It's just being ourselves. What? Yisrael. This is who we are. This is our Metzias. It's what we're all about. To be Yisrael. That's why, what do we say on Rosh Hashanah? Some people are known to eat a fish head on Rosh Hashanah. Right? What do they say when they eat that? You give yourself a bracha. What? You should be a Rosh, the low liznav. I should be a Rosh and not a tail. That our kud is what? That we're Rosh. Li Rosh is Osiyas Yisrael. We have to live with the hashkafa of being a Yid. And a lot of that comes from what? Being mamish in the Torah and Yerushalayim and mitzvahs we do. If you look at the beginning of the Parsha, something mamish awesome. Right? What's the beginning of the Parsha? What's the famous Rosh at the beginning of the Parsha? I know you guys know. Im lovan garti v'tarik mitzvah shmarti. And so listen to this. I'm going to ask you one of the... Such a posh question. Yaakov sends to Lavan, says to Malachim, tell Lavan that im lovan garti, that I lived with Lavan, v'tarik mitzvah shmarti, and I kept the whole Torah. Chava, let me ask you a question. Imagine if you went up to a goy right now, right? A Palestinian. Let's say you went up to a Palestinian and be like, oh, by the way, I'm better than you because I learned Torah. Like, okay. So now take a Rosh Merusha, which is Esav, and why would Esav care that Yaakov learned Torah? No, I don't have an answer.
Shammai is capable of.
Huh?
Shammai is capable of.
He didn't become like what?
A bad area.
Good. But again, why does... I mean, this is like Yaakov's approach to tell Esav that you have to be afraid of me. Because I keep the whole Torah. Who cares? No? Why would Esav care about that? Right, imagine a Rebbe comes to you in high school and says, oh, I'm gonna get you in trouble. You'd be like, why are you in trouble? Because I learned Torah. Be like...
No, it's not that he learned. It's where he learned Torah.
Very good. So that's one of the answers. But I'll tell you something awesome. So why does Yaakov say that? That's a good question, though, no? Like, why would Esav care? So I was mechaving to Sifte Chachamim here. Says what? Klomar. When he said that, says Ve'ena Taya Holy, you can't beat me. The ha the berach oscha avicha, because Yitzchak gave Esav bracha v'achar b'cha techeh, that you're going to live by the sword. Hainu, when is that that Esav is going to have power in his sword? Davka v'aya kasher tarid, when Klal Yisrael falls. Ava ani kayanti es kol haTorah. Says, but what? But I was mekayim the whole Torah. So therefore, what was the one thing that Esav had? One mitzvah he was good at?
Kibbutz
Avayim. So he believed in the bracha of Yitzchak. So what was the bracha of Yitzchak? He said to Esav that what when you have you're going to have koach when Yaakov doesn't learn Torah. So what did Yaakov say to him? You should know I was mekayim the Torah, so therefore you can't touch me. So what do we see this Alpi Avoda? What do we see from Yaakov doing this? Is that what? He was mamon in his Torah. He said that what? You can't touch me because I have limud Torah. I have Torah mitzvahs. It gave him a confidence. Chavre, we have to know that. When we're in yeshiva here, when we're growing in limud Torah, so what? You have to be confident in your Torah mitzvahs. Is that what? That believe in it. Believe that you're doing the right things. Believe that you're growing. But if anyone has to go, then totally don't feel pressure to stay. Okay? The good is that what Yaakov believed in his Torah. That's why he sent it to Laban to show him what? That you can't touch me because look what I have. Chavre, we're growing now in our Limud Torah. This is exactly the bracha that Yitzchak gave thousands of years ago. This is what we have now also. It applies to each and every one of us. When we're sitting in the base measures, learning Gemara, don't just think that, okay, what's it going to do for me? You're tapping into the brachos of Yitzchak Vinu that keeps us above the Palestinians. Keeps us above the Yavanim. It saves our family from things. It makes sure that that we're the Rosh. But we're not learning Torah. That makes us the Znav. That's why Sfarim say that the relationship between Yaakov and Esav is like a seesaw. Except it doesn't go, it goes like this. It goes when Yaakov's up, Esav's down. But it doesn't go that when Esav's up, Yaakov's down. It goes that when Yaakov's up, Esav's down. And when Yaakov's down, Esav's up. Meaning what? The ball's in our corner. It's up to us. When we're learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, we're keeping ourselves the Rosh. But we have to be mamrin it. With Azaz, to not be afraid of Esav. Not be afraid of that Yitzhar that's trying to get us. So that's the Nakuda. Is that Yaakov says, what does he say? He says, Vatuchal, that I could. Vatuchal. So if you take Vatuchal, and you spell Vatuchal the Miloy, for example, say how this works. Yeah? Who has a, you have a pen? Paper?
Yep.
And write it down. Right? Take Vatuchal. Spell Vatuchal the following way. Okay? Spell it. Vav Yud Vav is Vav. Tuf is Tuf Yud Vav. Vav is Vav Yud Vav. Chaf is Chaf Pei. And Lam is Lamed Ben Dalad. So it's Gematria 634. Okay? So that's Vatu Chal B'Miloy. So if you take the following words of Miloy. Ches is Ches Tuf is 408. Nun is Nun Vav Nun, 106. Vav is Vav Aleph Vav, 13. Chaf is Chaf Pei, is 100. And Hey is Hey Aleph, is 6. What do you get if you add all those up? 408, 106, 13, 100, and 6. What do you got? 634. So Vatuchal B'Miloy is Gematria exactly Chanukah B'Miloy. I mean, what the whole Indian of Chanukah is what Vatuchal. Chevra, it's that I could. With faces up. Faces excited to know that what? I could. I could become something big. Not just that I have to be something, an average person, go back to my communities. No, it's like I could affect my communities in a very real way. I could affect my friends in a very positive and real way also. Is that what's real? Is that what? I'm L'mal Min HaTeva. That's what do we say? What's one of the brachas we say when we say Bimei Matisyahu on Chanukah and Al Nisim? What do we say? We say Rabim Biyad Ma'atim. We also say the Zaydim Biyad Oskei Torasech. Is the what chevra? The Oskei Torasecha took down the Yavanim. We think that who are the Maccabees? They were the Kohanim. They were Limud HaTorah. And they took down the Yavanim. Why? Because when we're Oskei in Torah, we're all seeking Yir Shemaim, that's what takes down our enemies. That's the strongest thing we have. Like we say, Kol Kol Yaakov, V'Yadayim De'Esav. As long as the Kol Kol Yaakov is strong, then there's no Yadayim De'Esav. Then we're Misgabra over Esav. That's the whole thing. Zaydim Biyad Oskei Sarasecha. Because with our Osei Esek HaTorah, that's how we take them down. So I'll tell you a nice remez also. Right? So the Baal Tanya, anyone Chabad here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So who's the Alter Rebbe of Chabad, Chevra? It's almost Yitzhak Kislev. The Alter Rebbe is the Baal Tanya. So Baal Tanya says like this. Yeah? What do we say in Asher day? We say, Karav Hashem L'chol Karav, L'chol Asher, Yikra'u V'emes. So the Baal Tanya asks, what does it mean, L'chol Asher Yikra'u V'emes? What does it mean that be'emes? What does it mean to call Hashem an emes?
Sincerely.
Yeah? What do you got?
No, you said it's 633 and
that's... Okay, 633. With the kolal. Works. I'll explain it to you after if you want.
The what?
Kolal. I'll explain it to you after. I'll defend the kolal yom v'leil. Yeah? So it goes like this. Yeah? So it goes like this. What was I just saying?
What does it mean?
Oh! So Baal Tanya says, L'chol Asher Yikra'u V'emes. So what does it mean, be'emes? What does it mean to call Hashem be'emes? Baal Tanya says that I did Limud HaTorah, then you call Hashem be'emes. Okay? So it goes like this now. We say, V'rabim B'yad Ma'atim. So what's going on here? V'rabim is 258. B'yad is 16. And Ma'atim is 169. What do you get? V'rabim b'yad ma'atim. What do you got?
643.
Not 643. 443. It's gematria exactly b'emes. So how did it become v'rabim b'yad ma'atim? Because why? Because we were davka to Torah. Karo Hashem v'chol karo v'chol Hashem yikru v'emes. And when people, when we call him out, Moshe emes v'sil rasel emes. We call him b'emes. When we learn Torah, we're osing in Torah, that's what gives us our ability to be above them. Chevra. This is the whole entire nekuda of it. It makes you, the whole nekuda of Yavan, everything Yavan's about is what? To try to get to what's impossible. To make you think that you can't accomplish anything. That's what Yavan's about. That's why if you take the Rosh Tevos of the words, Vayar ki lo yachol, right? Vayar ki lo, what's the gematria of Vav? Chaf, Lamed, Yud. It's gematria 66, gematria Yavan. Yavan's whole nekuda is what? Vayar ki lo yachol, that I can't. But our whole nekud is what? No, I could. Vatuchal. However, it's a huge hashkafa to have. The what? To believe in my Avodas Hashem. To believe that I could be something. To believe that I could become something. And that's the whole goal of what Chanukah is trying to bring out in us, Chevra. Is to believe that what? That our Torah makes a difference. Like we know, we said before, what's the whole nekud of Yavan? Remember, it starts with a Yud, then to a Vav, and then to a Nun. What does it mean? That they start high, and they go lower and lower until they make you think you're mamish or nothing. But the Kud of Yisrael is what? Going from Yaakov into Yisrael. That we go up. Chavir, you have to believe in your Avodas Hashem. You have to believe that you're not a small person here. That when you learn one word of Torah, you don't realize what you're affecting. And it's a huge thing. It's not a small thing. Every little word. Vatucha, Chavir. Put that on your boards, wherever it is. Always remind yourself, what? That my Nakuda, my essence, my shorsh of who I am, is what? Is Vatucha. And when we live with that Ashkaf of Vatucha, that I could succeed. And I could beat whoever's trying to put me down. And I could live to be a real Helig Yid, a Givaldig Yid, a real Chabadsker. Yeah? That what? That can really grow? That's a whole, that's the sort of what the days of Chanukah are about. To pull off what's impossible. If you look at all things we say in Medas Yo, V'rabim B'yad Ma'atim, Tmeim B'yad Tahorim, Zaydim B'yad Oskei Sor Secha. It's time to remind you what? That I could become something big. So Chevra B'schus coming together, B'schus almost Purim, B'schus almost Chanukah. Just trying to eat these nice brownies that we have over here. Just the chevra coming together, trying to be more ourselves, trying to mechazik ourselves. Chevra, it's going to be a hard stretch right now these days. The Yitzhar is going to try to make you feel like you're nothing. Remind yourself, remind each other in the base medrash. Vatucha. When your chavrus is trying to speak about other things, trying to get you off, remind them, no, vatucha. Our koach is what? Ain't koach ele bepeh. Kol yach. That's the goal, chevra. To keep growing as Yidden, keep growing to be on fire, whatever you do. Like we say, Moshe MS. The Sarasa Emes. And with that day, we should be Zochet, that day of Yom Shkul Shabbos, Umnucha Chayalamim. Who's going to start fasting again?
Ois Beha.
Ois Beha Da Nebuch Shabbat. Atis Sakli Yoy Macharoy. Ois Beha.